Is the King James Bible preserved, inspired, or both? Well, I would say it's both. All right, turn to 2 Timothy 3:16. Well, that's where our main scripture, our main book text is tonight. And we read this CJ read this verse in the Bible reading. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God." So that tells you right there, God inspired it. "And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, throughly furnished unto all good works." This whole book right here is what we need to be throughly furnished unto all good works. And God left it for us. He did preserve it, and he inspired it. When he spoke those words, they were forever etched in time. They've always existed, actually. They're forever, the Bible says, is his word settled in heaven. All right, so we have the perfect word of God. It's inspired. We can count on it. We can trust in it. And if we can't, then what are we even doing here? Seriously, what would we be doing here if we can't trust this Bible right here? What's the point if it's, you know, only preserved in the original manuscripts? What is the point in even going to church if you believe that? Seriously, I mean, I don't understand it.